In 2008, Lake St. Croix was added to the federal list of impaired waters. This prompted Minnesota and Wisconsin to take action. A study of several rivers in the 4.9 million acre river basin that pour into the lake showed too many nutrients, particularly phosphorus, were seeping in from farms, urban stormwater, and sewage treatment plants. John Hensel of the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says the plan now is to find efficient ways to reduce it.
What we're attempting to do is to prioritize, to indicate where the biggest areas of concern are and where we think the biggest payoff is, where the most cost-effective projects would be.
Buzz Sorge of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the key will be cutting down phosphorus levels and wastewater from growing urban areas and large feedlot farms.
The water quality goal we're trying to go back to is about 1940 conditions in the river. We surely aren't trying to take the river back to a pre-white settlement impact, but we're trying to go back to pre-World War II is the condition we would like to see in the St. Croix.
Once the feds approve the cleanup plan, wastewater plants and some farms may have to abide by tougher phosphorus restrictions. A public hearing on the cleanup plan will be held next week in Hudson. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.